Blog Talk Radio.
Collective Wisdom. My name is Kate Loving Shank, and Joan Adams and I host this show. This is Joan's last night as my co-host, and as she embarks on her new journey and adventure, we celebrate her new life. But even so, we sadly say goodbye. The call-in number is 347-205-9200. Our guest this evening is Sheila Duncan, who is one of the masterminds behind, quote, Trouble the Dog, end quote, a divinely inspired guardian angel dog who sees kids through tough times, whether it be loss of parents, siblings, or friends, family, pets, or whether it be bullying at school or any number of other disturbing events. To date, Trouble's products include a plush toy dog, children's books, a backpack, and a pendant. A music video is in its early stages of development. Joining me now is Joan Adams. Hello, dear Joan.
Hello, Kate. What a sweet comment. And I'm looking forward to this.
I
want to hear all about Trouble the Dog.
Well, you know, you are welcome to come on this show as often and as many times as you wish, as you know. And so we're not really saying goodbye.
No, we're not saying goodbye. We will be in touch and I will be hanging around. I will be in and about to see you from time to time.
Well, you and I are always in touch, and we will remain
absolutely
that way.
Absolutely. We will do
and
that.
And here is Sheila. Hello, dear Sheila.
Hello, girls. Thank you so much for including me on your show tonight.
Oh, we're so
delighted.
Well,
our pleasure.
This will be fun.
Our pleasure. I was really interested in Little Trouble, the guardian angel dog.
Thank you. He's really something, I'll tell you.
Well, now, did it originate with a real dog, even though, of course, the toy dog, so-called toy dog, is real, too? I mean, you know, it gives great comfort. It helps people to children, especially, to feel secure.
Yes. Yes. Well, what happened was back in 2006, my niece Kendra was 12 at the time, and the previous year or so, she had lost her dad and then her grandmother, who was my mother, Nani, and then my golden retriever, unfortunately, all to cancer, you know, within a fairly short period of time. So, you know, it was tough for a little girl. And so one night in January, she and I were, you know, in my living room, and I had the television on, and the St. Jude Telethon came on, which I would have turned off if I had my wits about me, simply because she had enough cancer in her life, you know. So she took a look at the telethon. She took a look at the children, you know, who had cancer, and she jumped up and said, "Oh, I've got to do something to help these little kids."
Oh.
So, I mean, it was unbelievable. So she sat down, you know, like kids do, on her knees, and she drew a little dog right at my coffee table, you know, on a piece of paper. And she said, "Now I'm going to find a name for him." So she went on the computer, and she went on Pet Finder or whatever, and she said, "His name's going to be Trouble." I said, "Trouble?" She said, "Yep, that's his name." And then, you know, we worked together to come up with slogans for Trouble, like what would Trouble do? And we, her grandmother, if she fell or whatever, would say, "Okay, come on, honey, now pick yourself up, dust yourself off. We Duncan girls are tough." So we decided one of the slogans should be, "Trouble says be tough." And then we thought about it, and we thought that these little children needed hope, so we decided that another slogan would be, "With is trouble, is hope." And then lastly, we thought about a slogan that says, "When trouble comes, you're never alone." And I'll tell you what, it has just mushroomed since that night, boy.
Oh, that is so perfect.
It is perfect. And it sounds like it's one of those divine ideas. And, you know, when you're listening to what a child tells you.
Well, you know, it's true. And I didn't know anything about, she then did like a little comic book strip of the fact that Trouble had been a stray dog and he had been abandoned and he was rescued by a nanny and, you know, they in turn rescued another dog and the dog that they rescued is actually a dog that Kendra rescued in real life, a Puerto Rican street dog. He was just a stray in Puerto Rico that she rescued through a local shelter. And he's a character, Luigi, he's a character in the book. And as a matter of fact, tomorrow morning at 9:30, I'm picking Luigi up, and Luigi and Trouble and I are going to go read his book to some children at the Salvation Army right around the corner from us. So,
that's perfect.
Yep. Yeah, I'll tell you, you're right. When you say perfect, it's divinely inspired and perfect. You're absolutely right.
Yes.
I read that little book today about, and it sort of ends with Luigi, and it's funny that you're picking up Luigi's story tonight here on the show.
Yeah, I know. I know it. It's true. And Luigi, I have to tell you, he's a barking dog. However, if I bring him, when I bring him tomorrow to these children, there'll probably be 30 children around him, and he, not a peep comes out of him. So there's definitely something going on with Trouble and Luigi.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. It's been great.
Do you have golden retrievers now?
I actually have a golden retriever right now that right before you, he's laying in his bed under my desk, and right before you picked up the phone, he picked up a purple gorilla squeaky toy and started to fly around the room with it. So I had to remove that. So, but he's not in the book. He came.
He wouldn't be the first dog to appear on this show.
I'm sorry?
He wouldn't be the first dog to appear on this show.
I'm sure. No,
We have had our share of dogs.
So you're both dog lovers.
Oh, big
time. Absolutely, yes.
Well, you know, you might be interested to know, as Kate mentioned, we're going to do a music video for Trouble, which is very exciting. Mm-hmm. And we decided just right before Christmas to utilize a real dog, which is, you know, not easy to find a real dog with a black ring around his eye. And we have a dog that's flying in tomorrow from Puerto Rico again. And I'm going to go over with a trainer on Sunday and see what she thinks about this pup and see if maybe this pup can star in the video. So that would be great, from the streets to a video.
Oh, that's adorable.
That would be
Wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
Yeah,
one time in my life, we had many dogs, and they were guardian angels. I mean, we were young, misguided youth, so the adults called us, and the dogs kept us out of trouble. Speaking of trouble, they kept us out of trouble, and they were guardian angels. So it was really a fascinating correlation there.
It's true, and you know, it's interesting how, it's interesting to me, and I mean, I've seen this whole thing since the beginning. I really, at first, I just couldn't figure out what was happening, you know, that I would get all sorts of, you know, unsolicited testimonials from parents saying, you know, my child won't go to sleep without, not just any stuffed animal, but this stuffed animal. And they went on and on and on. And finally, a good friend of mine, she's an old world psychic, saw Trouble and I at a hospital in Boston. And people were just zooming over to the table and picking him up and hugging him. And So she told me later, she asked me to call her when, you know, she watched all this unbeknownst to me. She asked me to give her a call later on that evening, and I did. And she said, trouble has a soul. She said, you know, this is all divine work that you're doing, which I just hadn't thought about it that way, you know.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
We're very fortunate, and we're going to get him out universally as long as I've got a breath left in this body.
Well, what is your experience with children who have been bullied in trouble?
Well, you know, here's what, I'll give you an example. Kids use him as a coping mechanism. So, for example, if there's a child, I just had a teacher say to me the other day, and her students are, they're little, so they might be in the first grade. Mm-hmm. If they sense that a child is being picked on, having a bad day, whatever it is, they have a trouble in the classroom, and they made a little bed for him, she told me. A particular child, doesn't matter who, will go over to the child that's being picked on or you know, having a bad day or whatever it happens to be, and give trouble to that child. And once the child feels comforted, they talk to this dog, too. Once they feel comforted, then the child, you know, who's holding trouble will return him to his bed, and the other kids will give him a milk bone for doing such a good job. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, see, it makes perfect sense to me. My little girl always talk to her dog.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she will tell you now, that dog, and this was a real dog.
Right.
But he was her confidant.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
It's a natural flow for a child.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what's happening.
Yes, that's what's happening.
I love it.
And you know, too, I read an editorial the other day right before Christmas, and it talked about how much children need Santa Claus, and because he's non-judgmental, because he listens, because they can tell him anything and not be afraid. And that's the same thing that happens with trouble. I said, gee, and I hadn't even thought about this. I said, but the magic of trouble is like the magic of Santa Claus, you know? It's just something really special. So we're actually in the process of doing a scientific research study, and the initial data is indicating that trouble really does elicit hope, comfort, and joy in kids and grown-ups, too, I have to tell you.
Oh, I think so. I would think
so. Yeah. And, but, you know, I think it's because he's kind of funny looking, and he's got sort of a big butt, and, you know, he's got that black ring around his eye, and he's really squishy. So, there's definitely something happening here.
Well, I keep thinking about the policemen and the ambulance drivers and people that have stuffed animals, and what you've done is personalized that.
Yes, yes.
You've personalized that stuffed animal.
Right, and not on purpose, I have to tell you.
I know. Isn't that the miracle of it all?
And that's the miracle of it all.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other miracle is that I've had doors really slammed in my face, and same story. When a door is slammed, I'll give you an example. I had a meeting this summer, and I had a gentleman who was very well connected in television, and because ultimately, you know, I want to bring trouble all over the world. And he said, you know, what you need to realize is you can raise millions and millions and millions of dollars, Sheila, just like another client of mine has done, and she's no place. And I thought, oh, you know how something like that really sets you back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, he said, you know, maybe you need to put a website together. And I thought, you know what, I've got a website. I realized that trouble really needs to get out there, and I had to figure out a way to get it right to the children, you know, to go around the big shots and go right to the kids. And that's when the whole idea of the music video came about.
Uh-huh.
And come to find out, I've connected with these wonderful people who not only believe in the magic of trouble, who have two kids who sleep with trouble every night, and who coincidentally are completely connected with the entertainment industry. So Mm-hmm. I guess it was a little test for me.
Mm-hmm.
Synchronicity.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
and it's,
yes.
Yeah, and it's going to flow exactly the way it's supposed to go.
You're right. And if I was going to roll over, boy, I would have rolled over after that meeting because it was like hitting the head with a sledgehammer. But mm-hmm. But I didn't, and now I'm with the right people.
Yes, I think we have to all take that to heart as a lesson, that we just keep on persisting until we have met our dreams. And in this case, you're helping so many beautiful children, and I think bringing comfort. There's so many disturbing situations in homes these days. And
it's amazing.
Yes, it is.
And that's what, and those are the children that I'm going to see tomorrow. You know, the kids that are being helped by the Salvation Army. Are kids in exactly the situation that you're talking about.
And even, you know, even they can't have a real dog. They can't.
Nope.
But
nope,
even beyond the children with the serious traumas, every child has traumas that are serious to them.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking now of my own grandchildren.
Yep.
Who would both love trouble.
Yes.
And buy into it 100%.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
I can see it happening before it even happens.
And you know, that's what's been so amazing to me is the kids. Honestly, if I'm having a day, which I haven't had one in a long time, but where I get up in the morning and I think, oh, what am I going to do? I just don't know what to do next, you know. I'll sit down at the computer, or I'll get a phone call, and it's from a parent, or I'll get an email or a letter in the mail from a child that tells me that trouble's their best friend, or that they had to move and they couldn't move without trouble, you know, that kind of thing that just keeps me going. So, I'm very fortunate to be the messenger for trouble, I guess.
You're the spokesperson, yes.
I'm the spokesperson.
And
you know
what,
too?
And this thing can go universal.
I'm sorry?
This can go universal.
And that's my goal. My goal is, and as a matter of fact, this morning, I donated some trouble to my next-door neighbor was going to Haiti for Christmas, I gave her some trouble to give to the kids in Haiti, and her husband said to me this morning, I have got to tell you, he said, and we have it on videotape, which I'll get at some point, he said, what a hit trouble is in Haiti.
Oh my gosh, that's going to be a good video to promote trouble.
Right.
Exactly. And trouble's in Iraq, you know, there are soldiers that have him in Iraq, and he's in Africa, and so it is universal. I just need to, go to the next step, which I will with this video, and get him to the next level where he can get out to just comfort kids all over the world. That's the goal.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and it is happening.
Yes, it is.
It is. It's a happening thing.
It is a happening thing. Yes, it is. Thank you.
How neat. I did visit your website. I have not
Thank
read
you.
The book. But, I can just see uses for it everywhere.
Well, it's true.
Yeah.
And, you know, for example, the woman down the street from me is 84, and she has trouble right in her bedroom, and she talks to him.
Yeah.
The man across the street, 50 years old, was diagnosed with cancer, and I wasn't sure, you know, what could I do for him? And so I gave him a trouble, and he slept with trouble every night, and he didn't care who knew it either. It's just, he is a very divinely inspired little guy, and I'm just, like I said, I'm very grateful to be a part of it, and, you know, I've just had so many wonderful people step up to help me out. I could never have done this by myself. You know?
Can you tell us where you're located, or is that
Oh, no problem. Yes, I'm located in Marblehead, Mass. We're about 25 minutes north of Boston, and we've got 2 feet of snow, which is beautiful, as long as you don't have to drive anyplace.
Yeah.
Yep. It's beautiful.
How is Kendra, your niece Kendra, is involved in this project still?
Kendra now is 17, and, you know, when she was younger, if I needed her to have her picture taken or whatever, you know, she was great with it, or she would go and speak to people. Now she's a little more self-conscious. We just had a picture taken. Once the music video's done, we're going to bring it out to Los Angeles. So we had to have some pictures taken to put like a media kit together. And she's very self-conscious of the whole thing. But but creatively, she just came up, you know, she and I sat and talked, and she just designed another character, and it's a little dog named Hope. It's a little crazy-looking dog with blue eyes. So she's very much involved, but she doesn't want to be. She doesn't want any attention drawn to herself.
Now, how long has this been going on? It sounds like many years.
Well, yeah, it's been going on since 2006. So what is it? We're going into 2011 now. It's been almost five. It'll be 5 years the beginning of January, which is almost amazing to me. And just today, I was going through, you know, transferring my old files from 2010 to, you know, the new 2011 files, and I looked through, you know, letters and emails, and I thought, it's no wonder I'm so tired.
Well, busy, it sounds like.
Tired and busy, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But as I say, I've had so many guardian angels myself pop up, you just can't believe it.
I believe it.
I mean, such as yourselves, you know, or such like Mary McManus. I've just been so blessed. It's been a wonderful one, and I've learned so much. It's just been a wonderful journey.
Well, how did you meet Mary?
Well, I met Mary on Facebook. She and I connected, and we had lunch, and we realized that we were, you know, similar kindred spirits, kindred souls, and we've been in touch ever since.
Mm-hmm.
She and I also were interviewed by a woman by the name of Candy O'Terry, who interviews women for a radio show. It's called Exceptional Women, and Mary was interviewed, and I was interviewed too, and that's how we initially connected. You know, she realized that I had been interviewed on Candy O'Terry's show too.
Oh, that's cool.
Neat.
Yep, so we were both exceptional women, she says.
How wonderful. And you are.
Thank you. Thank
and you, you are, yes. Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, you know, ultimately my goal with this, once trouble gets going and, you know, we've got some wonderful leads out in California of people that we can talk to and, you know, who can help bring him to the next level. And what I want to do after that is I'd love to, you know, financially, once I can do it, is there's no hospice for children here in New England. So that's my first goal. And the other thing is that through trouble, I was connected with the president of the SPCA in Tennessee. We rescue dogs together. So I'd like to build a sanctuary for dogs. I know it's big goals, but, you know, what the heck I say.
Right. Might as well.
Those sanctuaries for dogs are no-kill zones.
That's right. Absolutely. And, you know, in the South, they don't neuter or spay their dogs in Tennessee. So there's dogs everywhere. So I've rescued maybe 25 so far. And and she's a powerhouse. Her name is Selena Weissenborn. And so I'd like to help her out, too. So trouble's all about good, you know. He's all about comfort and joy and goodness.
Let's be sure we give the website.
Yeah, let me know, and I'll put it. I don't want to mess it up. Just give it. Tell me what it is again.
Okay, it's www.trouble. It's all one word. Says, S-A-Y-S, B-B-E, tough, T-O-U-G-H.com.
Ooh.
I know it's a long one, but we couldn't.
That's fine.
We couldn't.
Trouble says.
I got it there.
Good.
you know, there are certain cities in the United States that are kill-free zones, and one is San Francisco, and the other is Norfolk, Virginia, where I recently visited my brother, and I mean that's where he lives, and I recently went there for the first time in a while. But what impresses me is how the whole city, and of course it is the home of PETA, so I think that energy is behind it.
Right.
It's just amazing how they catalog every animal in the city, every feral animal, every animal, and then they make sure that those animals are taken out of the dangerous situations and put into safe environments. And they are really dedicated to it. I'm just so impressed. And I think that kind of thing is something that one day I would like to get involved with, too.
Because these dogs, I'll tell you, they are so grateful. I mean, I think sometimes people don't realize how intelligent these dogs really are, and they are once they get into a home, a wonderful home, oh my God, it gives you goosebumps.
Well, haven't you noticed, I'm sure all of us have noticed, that if you have rescued a dog or whatever the story is surrounding how you got that dog, and
yes,
you're sitting there with your friends and you're telling the story, have you ever noticed how the dog sits there beaming, like, oh, yes, isn't this wonderful?
It's true. And, you know, of the 25 that I've rescued so far, right around 25, it could be a little bit more, they've all gone to a perfect home. They've all gone to homes that need a healing themselves. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
So I'll give you an example. Let me see. Maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, my dog, my golden retriever, Sky, he and I went to classes, so he's just graduated as a therapy dog.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you. And we went to visit some people at Salem Hospital. And, you know, they know about Trouble. I go over there with Trouble sometimes, too. And I think right before we went up to the ward that we were going to, I was telling one of the women there about, you know, the fact that I had a puppy that needed a home and who was in the South. And just at that moment, a family came in, and fast forward, the puppy is coming January 1st. To Lynn, Massachusetts, to a family who lost a golden retriever and couldn't make up their mind whether or not they were going to adopt another dog. They lost their dog maybe 2 years ago, and they're absolutely ecstatic.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got a dog named Magic coming January 1st. That's a golden retriever black lab mix.
Oh, I bet that is a precious combination.
Oh, this dog is adorable. I mean, I would have scoop this dog myself if I didn't have all these other things going on. Oh, I'll send you his picture. He's a beauty.
Oh, good. Oh my gosh.
Yep, he's a beauty. So it's very, there's a lot of synchronicity going on with this whole mission. I've got to tell you the truth. It's frightening financially at this point, but I know that it's all going to work out. So I'm just, I'm just going with the flow.
Well, it sounds like your whole family is in support of you.
Yes, they are. Yes, they've been wonderful. And my friends have been great. And, as I say, people, for example, one of my neighbors is friendly with a gentleman who's a toy licensor, huge toy licensor.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I don't want to have anything to – she said, will you meet with Sheila? He said, I don't want to have anything to do with a dog named Trouble. Forget it. She said, just meet with her for a few minutes. And I asked, too. I said, if he could just give me 10 minutes. So I met with him. He saw the drawing. He saw the concept. And he looked at me and he said, I think you've got something here.
Uh-huh.
He said, and I will hold your hand every step of the way. And he connected me with his, he's the reason that I had a plush dog. I could have a plush dog made overseas. I didn't know how to do that. Or get a book printed there, I just didn't know how, to do anything that I still don't really know how to do anything that I'm doing.
Well, I love that. Either do we, for that matter.
Well, there you go.
Absolutely.
We just do it, that's all.
Yeah,
I don't know how to do
a music video, What are you kidding? But it's going to happen, so.
Well, I'm wondering, too, about Zazzle as another way to promote.
About
Stephen Cater talking about Squidoo. We're all we're all thinking ways to promote trouble.
Thank you.
You know, you can make all kinds of products on Zazzle with trouble yourself.
Zazzle? I don't know what that. I'm not sure what that is.
Okay, well, you'll love it. Let us send you the link, but it's Zazzle.com.
Okay.
Z-A-Z-Z.
I was going to tell you that Steve found your Facebook page, and I'm on that now, you know, the Trouble the Dog Facebook page.
Yeah.
And I'm on it now, and I'll put that Zazzle.
Fabulous.
Thank you very much.
Fabulous. Good idea.
Thank you.
And you're on Twitter, too.
You'll see Magic the Puppy on there, too.
You're on Twitter also?
I haven't graduated to Twitter yet.
Well, these are ways that you can promote trouble. I mean,
thank you.
Twitter is a great way, and so is this Trouble the Dog site you have here.
Thank you.
And Zazzle, I think I'm going to get involved with in the new year, Joan, because I have a Zazzle page, but I kind of ignored it.
I never even heard of Zazzle.
Well, what it is.
You can do all kinds with it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Like you can make T-shirts, you can make hats, you can make aprons.
Wow.
You can make, and you create it yourself using your own logo
and everything.
Pictures of trouble. And,
okay.
And
yeah.
Show the website on each product so that people that are wearing the T-shirts are advertising your website.
Right.
That's thinking.
That's a great, you know, I did have some T-shirts made up early on, not a bunch, but that's a great idea.
I'll tell you another little marketing thing that fascinates me that they do here in town, and they may do in your town. We have a little local restaurant, local, you know, meat and three veggies kind of place.
Right.
And they will use your coffee mugs if you supply them.
Oh, I see.
So businesses
go in and give them coffee mugs. Yep,
right?
Coffee mugs are great.
So if you had coffee mugs that you could donate to a restaurant.
I never thought of coffee mugs. And you know what's funny? Before I got involved into this whole trouble thing, we actually owned a restaurant here in Marblehead.
I saw that you did. Yep,
that was our family business. My dad started it in 1946, so...
Well, then you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes, a great idea.
Now, here's interesting. Here on your Facebook page, you have Trouble and Brutus. Brutus is a real dog, and he's carrying little Trouble around in his mouth.
Well, now, you know, and now that's something I haven't even touched upon.
Yes.
But dogs are attracted to Trouble, too. Trouble, literally... And this is the truth, has a soul of his own.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids see it, and the dogs see it, and, you know, people that, adults that have them realize it, but the kids realize it right away. And
mm-hmm.
And the dogs will pick him. For example, my hairdresser has a trouble at home. And she has a dog. She said, this dog he's a rescue dog, has ripped up everything in my house, beds, clothes, couches, Trouble. He just sleeps with Trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's very soothing he's just soothing
to everybody.
As
far as my dog goes, my dog Ulysses is a golden retriever, but he hates other dogs. But he likes little dogs. But he doesn't like big dogs, and I would like that to change. And I think this kind of thing would be a kind of therapy for him.
It might be. It just might be. Because it's like a litter mate, you know? I'll have to get a couple of troubles out to you girls, and then you can see for yourself. Because sometimes, and I know you do, but sometimes people don't believe me, and then they'll call me back and say, oh, yep, I get it now. You were right, so...
And as I say,
it's not me. This is way beyond me.
But Trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. This needs to be everywhere.
Thank you. Yeah.
It really does.
Thank you.
The whole comforting concept. And you know, that's one of the hardest things for a child to learn is how to comfort themselves.
Exactly.
And this helps them make that bridge.
Exactly. And
yes.
you know, they really There's a gentleman in Marblehead, and he has three children, and he adopted a child who came from a troubled home. And beautiful, beautiful little boy. And this little boy, to this minute, I'm trying to think, I think they've had him since he was an infant, and he's maybe 5 years old now, and he's so attached to trouble that his dad actually bought him a second one. He said, "We can't stand the stress of not being able to find trouble when it's time to go to bed. You know, he has to have this dog."
Aww.
And just recently, in the past 6 months, I'm going to say, this particular child has to have growth hormone shots. So mm-hmm. he said that he will have a shot, and then he gives trouble a shot.
That's good. That's good.
Yep, and it just, I mean, the stories truly just go on and on and on. So you're right, is that children, I just read the other day, they're more stressed now, this generation of children, than ever before. So yeah. They do need a coping mechanism, something to hug, something to talk to, something to sleep with, you know,
yeah.
and trouble's good for boys or girls. It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, our grandson sleeps with a puppy now, a stuffed
there you go.
Puppy, a stuffed
yep.
puppy.
Yep, see,
and he's,
there you go.
Yeah, he's not
yep.
a baby, he's seven.
Yeah.
But they love them.
They do. Yes,
well, there's
they,
a lot of that, in general, a lot of anxiety that not just goes through with children, but I work, you know, as a labor and delivery nurse, so there's a my age frame normally is something like 15 to 40. There's so much high anxiety.
Yes.
Not just because these people are coming into the hospital, but because
right.
they have anxiety diagnoses. And I've never seen anything quite like it. People are very, very anxious in this
yes,
day and age.
Yes, it's true. Nope, you're absolutely right. And you know, the funny thing is, too, I'm so happy that that I've connected with these people that are going to help me bring it to another level, because until you realize the way that you girls do, what's going on in the world, and until you see the way a child reacts to this particular trouble dog and how they talk to him and how he comforts them, you know, people – what am I trying to say? They're looking at the bottom line, let's say, as far as a cartoon is concerned. What they're not realizing is that this little concept, this little dog, is truly a universal concept. And this is it's a need that's out there. And I just needed someone to believe in it, and that's what I found. So I'm very, very grateful for that.
Well, you know, it comes right down to the fact that everything is alive. Everything has a soul. Everything
yes.
is a moving, swirling energy system. And
right.
even a rock, you know, an inanimate object, everything is just energy. So
right.
this is just an extension of that. And I know that I had a little, I don't know if anybody remembers the Morgan dogs when, back in the 50s, I think it was, it was like a Morgan Basset Hound. And that's what trouble reminds me of, a little Morgan
really?
Doll, and except that they came in all sizes. So I guess trouble could come in more than just one size, too. And, he could.
He could. You know,
he
it's
could.
Funny. It's
and
funny.
I love the necklaces. I'm just looking at your,
oh,
at
thank
your product.
You. Thank you. Well, I have to tell you a quick story, too, and this isn't something that I thought about, but there's a – back when we got the necklaces, we had keychains at one point, too, and I gave one to this firefighter in Marblehead because he had – he fell off a 40-foot ladder, he got cancer. I mean, this guy was just having a terrible – his girlfriend broke up with him. It was just bad, bad, bad. So I gave him a keychain just as a gift. And do you know that keychain still hanging off the mirror in the front of his car?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and he
that's
said, Sheila, when
surprising.
I'm having a bad day, I rub that trouble thing. I rub it.
Oh,
this
my
is
God.
A man, he's retired. So how old is he, 65?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so grown-ups, too, need a coping mechanism, I think, or some people will tell me they've gone to a meeting, they've got a trouble coin in their pocket. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely a market for this little guy, and I just need it to go in the right direction, and that's what's happening.
Yeah.
I wonder about local children's TV. Do they still do those, or everything's cable
now?
No,
you know, I'll tell you, I spoke to a local, you know, local company here, and I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that, you know, I'm Sheila Duncan from Marblehead, and I don't, up until now, I didn't really have anybody behind me to get me to the right people to realize the marketability of this whole thing. You know, it's all about the money, and, you know, these people want to make sure that they don't take a leap of faith unless there's a lot of money at the other end of the pool. So right now I've got people who want to connect me with people that have a heart just like mine. So that's what I want to do is get connected with people who not only want to make money, everybody wants to make money, and you can't keep going unless you make money, but people who also want to do good in the world, and that's what I see happening. I see it rolling towards the right people.
What
and,
about nonprofits?
Nonprofits
to deal with children's.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you something interesting. I originally I tried to connect with St. Jude, and that became very, very difficult. And then I tried to connect with Boston Children's Hospital, and that was difficult because they're connected with the Jimmy Fund. And so I spoke to the Jimmy Fund, and I was told, you know, very kindly that unless I could guarantee them $50,000 net, they couldn't become involved with me because too many people want to be involved. So it's okay because, you know what, if I was connected with the Jimmy Fund, then I wouldn't be doing a music video, which is going to deal with bullying. It's going to deal with the death of a parent. It's going to deal with adoption. You know, it's going to be a really, really powerful video. So I wouldn't have come this far. You know, the right doors have closed to just put me on. You know, I feel like remember those old-fashioned games that have in a bar, you know, where you put a nickel in and you, or an arcade where you try to get something to go the right way? That's how
right.
I feel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You
yeah.
know? So I might take a step. I'm sorry?
Keep going.
I might take a step back, but then something happens and I take two steps forward. And that's,
mm-hmm.
you know, gone on and on and on. So, like I said, I'm very, very fortunate.
Well, I just put a order in for Trouble the Dog.
Oh, I'm too cute. Thank you very much.
And I'm going to use it as an experiment. I mean, I'm going to give him to Ulysses, the dog, and
yes.
I'm interested to see how he reacts to this dog. I'm really fascinated because I'm not going to have any kind of preconceived notions about it. My dog Ulysses, we call him, is really vicious when it comes to other dogs.
You
and
know, that's
I haven't,
so interesting.
Yeah, I mean, for years I've been trying to, you know, ESP, telepathy, trying to get him not to do this. And so far, he has started to like little dogs, and that's a step in the right direction. But I want to see how trouble he responds to this dog.
I'll tell you, it will be. I'll pop Trouble right in the right after I'm done with the Salvation Army. I'll pop Trouble right in the mail tomorrow.
Yeah, well,
he needs
good.
To hear the book too, Kate. Do you read the Ulysses?
I'll read that to Ulysses. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, I'll tell you another quick dog story. I talk all over the place. I talk at hospitals, I talk at schools, you know, wherever. And I was invited to speak at a kennel club. And the man who was the president of the kennel club, he was a judge. He was like 87 years old. He bought a Trouble for himself, okay, wrote me a thank mm-hmm. you note about how much it meant to him, which was wonderful. So while I was speaking, there were probably 25 people in the room, and, you know, there were a few dogs, and there was an Irish setter in the front row who was standing, talking, holding trouble, and this dog was howling and crying and baying, and so finally I gave the trouble to the Irish setter, and she just laid down, and that was the end of it, and her owner bought trouble for her. So you'll have to let me know what happens with Ulysses, because I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Precious. Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited about this.
Yep, which would be great. And has he never liked dogs?
Well, we had a beautiful dog companion of his that died last January the 6th. Those two were inseparable. They loved each other. Every time Ulysses, and Mukunda was the dog who died. Mukunda never loved all dogs. And every time Ulysses would get in a fight with another dog, he'd look away like, I am so embarrassed, he'd say.
Oh.
You know, this is so embarrassing. And he'd walk away.
But he was fighting even then, though.
He would not fight the dog Mukunda, but he fought every other dog. And I think he was protecting us in some way.
Oh, that could be.
That could be.
You know, I had a golden retriever who would fight with, he would fight with puppies. He would pin puppies down. It was humiliating.
It was terrible.
It was terrible. And I brought him to a woman, and she told me to bring him to a puppy class. I said, oh, my God. And she said, you hang on to him, and when I tell you to let him go, let him go. Now, he was probably 80 pounds at this point. And she was a big woman, like a Marine almost. And when I let him go, I thought, oh, my God. She looked at him. She saw him go for a puppy. She went right over to him. And I don't know if you have anybody strong enough to do this. She picked him up by the back of the neck, the scruff of the neck, right off his feet. And she brought him right up to her face. And she shook him and said, no. And he never did it again. He was so horrified.
I guess if I did something like that, he would be totally horrified too, because
I've never raised
my voice, yeah.
Yeah, but see, you probably physically couldn't pick him up and do that.
Yes, I could.
Oh, you could?
Yes, I could.
well, give that a shot too, because I was shocked. Well, so was he. But
she shook him
and she said, that's what a mother dog would do to a pup that was misbehaving. Pick him up, look him in the eye, and shake him.
Yeah, and say, no. Well, of course.
Real deep, she said, no.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wonder if that would work with Harley.
But she was looking him right in the eye, and she had his face level with her face. So I thought, wow, I couldn't even believe it. I can't even, no way could I do it with this guy.
Right.
Because he's so heavy,
you know. Oh, that's a wonderful idea. I mean, you know, it's just amazing to watch people's interactions with dogs and dogs have influenced all of our lives, and not everybody. I mean, everybody here anyway.
Right.
And I find them to be the most unbelievable creatures. I just don't think they are really dogs. And I always found it to be amazing that dogs spelt the other way is God.
It's true. You're right.
And, yeah.
You know, they use trouble in Puerto Rico with the street dogs when they bring a dog in off the street because they're just wild down there. I mean, they're born, they live in a parking lot or whatever. And once they capture a dog and bring him into a foster home, they put him in a bed with, or, you know, in a crate, in a crate with a little bed with trouble.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, that's just fascinating. That's fascinating.
Thank you. So let's see what he does with Ulysses. I'll be very interested to hear.
Oh, you will hear.
Yeah, that's great.
Joan and I and our friend Steve in the chat room belong to a social networking site called Squidoo.
Yes.
So Squidoo.com, and we just love it. We have all kinds of friends there. But it's not just a place where you go and hang out and talk. It's a place where you create these little web pages.
Right.
So I thought I would create a web page about this, about trouble, and then put this radio show on it because I wonder if Steve is still listening. I found that Blog Talk Radio has the capacity to just drop the radio show right into the lens.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's really easy. I just did it recently, and I was totally ecstatic. So anyway,
I would appreciate any help I can get. I've financed this whole mission myself, and in the beginning.
Well, I'll be glad to. This is what I'll do. I'll gift you the lens, meaning I'll create the page and send it to you as a gift.
What you have to do, though,
is then log into Squidoo.com and register yourself.
Okay.
In order to claim the gift. And then
okay.
You can use that as any way you want to use it.
Okay.
So we'll do that in the next week or so.
I would love that. That would be great.
Sounds like a good idea, doesn't it, Joan?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I just had a sudden wave of whatever it was when you were talking, wondering if there's a way to take trouble and create a nonprofit area of trouble for people to purchase troubles for nonprofit organizations. Got to think about that.
Yeah, I'll tell you a really nice story. Speaking of nonprofits, is I have a dear friend. Her name is Susan Donahue Cross, and her dad was 87 years old, and he was injured very badly, and they had to airlift him into Brigham and Women's Hospital, and he was in the hospital for about 6 weeks, and they're from Maryland, so she flew up and stayed with me for all that time, which was absolutely fine. I mean, we're great, great friends. And she said to me, and now he was airlifted back to Maryland, and he's still not doing great. She said, you know what? I want to do something for you. She's been a great trouble supporter, and I want to help trouble too. She said, so what I want to do is I want to donate 50 trouble dogs and
mm-hmm.
50 trouble books.
Mm-hmm.
So what she did was we figured out where to donate them to, which I have to tell you was very not as easy as you think. Trying to donate them, I had a couple of very reputable charities that were very disappointing to me. Let's put it that way.
Oh,
so, yeah, big
time. I think
time.
It's because people just don't want to take any risks. They don't want to get excited. They don't want to see the potential. But in reality, there's a lot of other people who do. So,
I agree with you.
Just keep moving on. Next.
I was disappointed. I went to Stop and Shop one day to get some groceries, and there was a wonderful man standing there with a Shriner's hat on. So I struck up a conversation. He and I spoke, and December 18th, I went in with a car full of trouble. As a matter of fact, I've got a picture I'll send you, too. And so we made that donation, and it was wonderful because, the Shriners do such beautiful work. And if someone can't pay, they never ask for a dime.
Yes, that's so amazing.
It was amazing. And, just the children that you see, I thought, you know what, yep, we're in the right place right here. This is exactly where we needed to be. And that's how it happens.
You fill your car up with troubles and trouble, and then go out and seek a sad-looking person, maybe, and give trouble to them.
I know. I've done that. I've done that a million times. I've done
that
so many times.
That would be really fun. That would be fun.
Well, I haven't, just done it randomly, but I go every month. I go down to Hasbro Children's Hospital in Rhode Island, and I have a girl who, as a matter of fact, is making a donation to the Salvation Army tomorrow morning that I have to pick up, and she helps me with my books, and she never charges me what she should, and so when I go to Hasbro, it usually winds up costing me money because I see some poor child who has cancer or who I know can't afford a trouble, and I give them away. And, she gave me a little lecture not too long ago. She said, Sheila, you've got to sell more than you give. And I said, I've got this far. So, I think really big things are right around the corner. So I just need to go a little bit further, and then we're going to be all set.
Yeah.
What are your resolutions for the new year with trouble, as far as trouble goes?
My resolution for the new year is to get this music video done. I'd like to get it done, you know, at least shot, like, within the next month. And then I guess it takes a month to edit it. So what does that bring us to the... I would say by the end of February or the beginning of March, I'd like to be out in California. And, you know, we've got a few different meetings set up, not set up time-wise, but people that we're going to see. And I'd like to be sitting down across the table from somebody. And you know what? I'm gonna know when it's right. Do you know how you know when you got, mm-hmm. when you're in the right spot?
Yep. Yep.
Oh yeah. And, yeah.
Yep. So that's my goal, is you know, to lose a few pounds, like 20, and to get trouble launched. This is the year, I've decided. 2011, mm-hmm. is the year.
This is the year of trouble.
Yes. Yep. This is the year of trouble.
Just quickly, Joan, what are your New Year's resolutions?
Well, of course, to get my new local business network and promotion set up, for sure. That's the big thing this next year. So, mm-hmm. I'm trying to help local businesses get found online. So
that's great.
That's great. That's great.
That is great.
Yeah. So that's my goal, and of course, lose weight and drink more water and. Slow down
drink more
the smoking,
water.
Huh?
Drink more water?
Drink more water, yes.
Now, here's somebody on the line. Let's see who this is. Hello there.
It's Betty.
Hi, Betty.
I couldn't resist it. I'm sitting here with my own trouble dog.
Sheila.
Oh, gosh. Yes,
this Sheila.
Is exciting.
This is Betty. This is,
hi, Betty.
Joseph,
how are you?
Betty. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's wonderful. I've just enjoyed the show so much. I really have. And I just have really one question. I'm going to make it quick. Have you used trouble with children with special needs?
Oh, yes. Yes. Very much so.
Okay.
Yes.
I work with Developmental Therapy Institute and Developmental Therapy Teaching Programs,
uh-huh.
which is a methodology for teachers who work with children with special needs.
Yes.
And so I'm going to really have fun investigating your website and so on, and it just sounds wonderful, and I wanted you to know that I'm thrilled to learn about it, and I wish you the very best.
Thank you so much. And, you know, I need to tell you quickly that I brought trouble to a school, not too long ago, and we were in a classroom, and the children, you know, had special needs. And one girl was very, very autistic.
Mm-hmm.
The other children, she had the most severe special needs, and the other children chipped in their lunch money, to which I gave back to them, to mm-hmm. buy a trouble dog for this particular girl.
Oh my gosh.
That's wonderful. Yep, it's just, I get goosebumps constantly. Trouble gives me goosebumps all the time.
Oh.
Now, these stories that you're telling, Sheila, would be good in a book.
They sure would.
Yes, they would be. You know, I really should write all these down because, I mean, there are many. I could talk to you for 3 days. There are so many stories. But,
We'll have you back on, that's for sure.
Thank you.
And, you know, to continue the saga of trouble.
Yes,
and all the other
absolutely. That'll be a fun one to follow. And, again, I wish you the best. And Happy New Year to all of you.
Happy New Year to you, my dear.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you.
And I have one question. Kate, what's your New Year's resolution?
Oh, thank you. Well, I believe I want to publish my prayer blog officially with a publication company. And that's www.praytoheal.com. And then I want to expand on this radio show and I have explore new avenues of getting people on and I find it to be very stimulating, this show. You know, I just get very excited and think about it for days on end, and I write prayers about it. So you know, prayer after prayer, because it's just neat ideas. It's very creative for me to do this show. So I just want to enlarge on what is already here. So
I think it's great, and I think you both have wonderful energy. I just can't thank you enough for including me tonight.
Oh, we have thoroughly enjoyed it.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you very, very much.
Happy New Year to both of you, and I'm going to be playing music for Mother and Child. Joan, have a wonderful New Year.
Thank
I
you,
love
and you too.
And
2001
yeah.
is going to be fun.
It is.
We
Happy New Year, and please keep
time.
In touch.
We will.
Don't worry.
All
Thank
right.
You.
Okay. Great.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.